I don't really want to look at a penis for any longer than I have to. I think that's why I want it to go inside so it gets out of my face. If you're starting to feel bad about your vagina, just Google dicks and you'll start feeling okay.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I don't know. Just for some reason, I can't truly understand somebody until I spend a day in their shoes. So actually, it doesn't really a day in their bra. Right.
A day in their camel toe.
Yeah. I can't understand you unless I spend a day masturbating as you.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the director of Parlor Tricks and Spirits, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Oh my gosh, so good to have you back here in the studio.
Oh,
live
so
and
good
in person.
To be back.
Put all of the rumors aside. I did not get Dua Lipa I have not signed Dua Lipa as my new co-host. It's Chrissy Hoadley.
Oh, not yet.
Well, the negotiations are ongoing,
yeah,
but
exactly.
You know,
keep
I thought I'd
posted.
Bring you in here one last time to say goodbye to all the listeners. Have some fun. I just can't get enough of you. I missed you dearly.
I really did. I mean, I missed the intro music. I missed Blues barking.
don't worry. We'll get one of those in before the end of the episode as our landscapers are back.
Yeah, they're
back. Don't worry, brother. I got you covered.
Hey, boss.
Hey, boss. I thought you said between noon and 2:30. No, I said don't do it between noon and 3:30. No problem, boss. See you tomorrow between noon and 2:30. Okay, thanks.
Right as we sat down to start recording, we heard the mower.
God damn. He actually listened to the show because I told him, I said, I said, Juan, brother, you're in like half the episodes because you guys keep on ignoring what I said. Let me check out that commercial break. I'll tell you what's going on. And he goes, oh yeah, man, it sounds loud. And I was like, yeah, no shit. Why are you doing it again? Oh, you got to love him.
Yeah.
He's been with me for a while. He's going to go, I'm going to have him till the day that I die. He's going to be.
Once you find a good lawn person, I mean.
Once you find a good anything, you stick with it.
Yes.
In 2023. It's just a shit show as far as anything having to do with service industry.
Right.
It's really a roll of the dice. And these guys, I love them. They're friendly. They work hard. The price is right. And it gets done well every time. I just have to live with the fact that they squash my only way of making revenue here on The Commercial Break with their loud blowers and lawnmowers every time I open the mic. Ah! It's okay.
But we get a good laugh from it.
We do get a good laugh from it. I miss you horribly.
I missed you.
I'd love you share whatever you want to share about whatever's going on. But I just wanted to say that many listeners have written in and have said what a great job that Christina and Astrid did. But there's no substitute for the Hoadley.
Well, first of all, thank you to everyone. You, Astrid, Christina, the family, everybody. And all the listeners out there, I mean, what a source of comfort during this time
it has really been. Cool.
It is really cool. And just, I can't thank everybody enough, including all the listeners. And it's been a tough time. But, you know, as is the circle of life.
This is
my
the
sweet.
Circle of life. When I'm pretty, that's my Elton John.
Where's the, what's that? The song that would always play on your Apple Music when you got in the car. Was that from Hillsong?
Oh, it was from a Hillsong. What was it?
The
Lion and the Lamb. There's a fatal fair in the world. That does kind of sound like Elton, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's the circle of life.
My sweet Papa Joe. Yeah. It's been quite a little journey here, but he passed peacefully. That's all we could ask for.
Agreed.
Into the next realm, whatever that may be. And
we can only hope that he will exact our revenge on behalf of us with Teresa Caputo.
Yes, please, yes. Papa Joe, get
Papa
in
Joe,
there.
Find Teresa, take the hair off her head and unmask, reveal the earpiece. Please, we're all waiting.
If anybody can do it, he could.
I know it.
He was a charmer.
He was.
And he just never met a stranger, was so amazing. Down to the last little bit, he was trying to make friends and flirt from the ICU.
Hey, Christian, I'm going to fuck my hospice nurse.
Oh, yeah. He was talking to them about getting them boxes of produce and whatever they liked. It was cute. But
I told the story last week about the first time that I had met Papa Joe, which was the Christmas party.
Yes, the Christmas
party. And how we walked in and Papa Joe had this beautiful woman, 30 years his junior, yes. And he was dancing with her. And I thought to myself, oh, that's nice of that lady to give Papa Joe a sympathy fucker, whatever. No, they were dating. Yeah. They went on a date for months and months and months.
Yeah, she was the nurse, my grandmother's nurse. And then my grandmother died. And you hear about that with people getting together with the nurse. I
can only hope it happens with Astrid.
Yeah, no.
When I pass away. I'm going to give her express written permission to fuck the hospice nurse.
Get a good-looking male nurse.
That's right. Yourself. But Papa Joe, and I said this to Christina, and I think it bears repeating, is at least from my perspective, Papa Joe was one of those gentlemen, and I mean like a true gentleman, like chivalry is not dead, true gentleman. He would walk, the ladies loved him, and I think part of the reason why the ladies loved him, not that everybody loved him, but
yeah,
what really stood out to me was he would walk through a crowd, he would flirt with women, he would talk, chat up girls. He just loved to do that, but he did it without a bit of irony or talking down to someone or chauvinism. He was just like a true gentleman.
He was genuine.
Yeah, was genuine and a gentleman.
Yes,
yeah.
He was a genuine gentleman.
He really was. He could have been nicer to me.
Aww.
And you just don't meet a lot of those types of people. Like, you know how those people that you meet, like I'm probably one of those people. People meet me and they go, oh, Brian's a nice guy. You know, I like Brian. He's a nice guy. Which is a total lie, but I put on a face. I put on a good face. But then there are people like Papa Joe, who you may never forget in your life, even if you just had a short interaction with him, because he had one of those spirits that just was so bright and radiant. And like I said, he did it without a bad bit of patronizing. He was just so real and interesting. He was real. He was interesting. He made everybody fall in love with him, or they did because of just the way he was. And
he just loved life.
Yeah.
He loved life and thanked, you know, was very thankful for every day that he had. And he made the most of it. And one of the things that he taught me from a young age was act the same, be as friendly and nice to the janitor at your company as you are to the president.
I should probably take that advice.
And he did that. He lived it.
He really did.
I mean, anybody and everybody he loved, and just a very positive man. So he will live on forever.
He will.
In my spirit. And I can't wait to go through old texts, voicemails, things, and kind of compile a big, you know, just like a big memory dump of him.
Chrissy and I were talking after Papa Joe passed away, and I said one of the interesting things about someone passing in 2023, unlike maybe when we were kids or our parents, when someone passed away, you might have 5 or 6 photographs of them, 10 photographs of them, whatever it was, in some book somewhere where you could look. Mm-hmm. Today, in this day and age, everything is recorded. Everything is put down somewhere. And so you literally have a treasure trove of these memories with their voices, with their likenesses, with their videos where they seem like they're right there with you. And you can go through those things at your own leisure, but it's so much more palpable and real and textured than just like a photograph of a wedding in 1963. Yeah, it's
3D stuff.
We should put Papa Joe in the metaverse. Upload Papa Joe to the metaverse.
Yes, maybe we'll get there.
Did you hear that Elon Musk is trying to upload himself to the internet so he never dies?
What is he up to now?
I don't know. Isn't that the whole Face Off? Isn't Face Off a whole movie about that or something? Yeah. What was that movie?
With Nicolas Cage?
Nicolas Cage gets uploaded to the
and
internet.
John Travolta?
Oh, no, it's not Nicolas Cage that gets uploaded to the
internet.
That's
Face Off, though, isn't it?
That Face Off is where they rip their faces off and... This is the most ridiculous fucking movie ever. And I remember at the time, everyone was like, did you see Face Off? I'm like, no, I'm 13 and I still don't give a shit about two people ripping their faces off. Anyway, someone uploaded themselves to the internet. It was interesting.
Is that the new version of the Walt Disney, the head thing? Or
yeah, I think that is the new version.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't want to go down this whole rabbit hole, but Neuralink and all this shit that Elon's coming up with. And I I think it's an interesting proposition. I don't know if I want to live on forever in the internet. Like, I don't know that I want somebody to be able to dial me up in the metaverse. And then while I'm
there
not here.
There are movies about that, though.
There are movies about that.
It's
and
like
I can't
on the
remember,
tip of my tongue
it's
right
on
now.
The tip of my tongue, too.
Yeah, how you like, live on in the web.
Yeah.
WWW.
Was it Christian Slater or somebody like that who played? I can't remember. Anyway, who cares? It's more more uninformed content from here in the commercial.
Fact news or fiction.
Fact news or fiction. So I'll say this. It was such a pleasure to have Christina and Astrid here in studio to cover so we could get some new content out there. And gracious of you to say to give your stamp of approval on that. And they did such a great job.
They did.
But there is nothing like a Chrissy Hoadley laugh. And I missed it dearly. And I'm so glad that you're back.
Yeah,
and I know,
me too.
I know there may be some upcoming episodes where you've got to deal with some stuff too. And hopefully.
Yeah, we're
still
kind of in the middle. We haven't had the funeral yet. But
I'll take it.
I thought it was very important to get a break. It's a beautiful fall day here today. And I wanted to get a break and get some laughter therapy. Check back in with the peeps.
So you have a scorecard? You have like a, did you put together a little
while of, you know,
report
going,
card
going,
for the girls?
No report card. They got A+ as far as I'm concerned. Yes. Just the fact that they got on the microphone, especially Astrid.
Could you even believe that?
No.
I know.
And she did a great job. You guys did so much. Oh, and Christina, it was so very interesting to hear. I have to say, so I was there, you know, I'd come back from where I was and I was, you know, there's a lot of details when you're dealing with funeral stuff. And so I'm, you know, and I thought, let me just turn on the commercial break and see how it sounds.
Let me see what those idiots are up to.
Fascinated by Christina's whole take on the dating situation. And while I'm sitting there making notes of things that I need to do for Papa Joe and whatever, I grabbed the pen and paper and at least had to write down the Rose Jail on Hinge. I might need to have that explained to me again.
So
it sounds awful in this whole thing. Sounds awful.
Like as if dating in 2023 is not hard enough.
Well, just dating in general.
Yes.
Like ever, dating has always been hard. But now add this crap in there.
Yeah, now you have to be picked and chosen to get in a rose jail where all the pretty people live.
Yeah, that's so weird.
I don't know. I have one thing to say to Hinge.
Y'all are being legitimate assholes.
Seriously. Like, I mean, it's hard enough. And then I think the challenge in today's society is that we're all being put into these little pods, these little groups that have to fight against each other. And if you don't like this, then you don't like anything. And if I don't like you because you have this opinion or you're whatever, the siloing of communities in society is out of fucking control. And I think it's causing a lot more problems than it ever solved.
That's true.
And yet another way that we are identifying with cliques of people, like are the beautiful people going to just now run off and start their own beautiful people island?
But even what I gathered from that thing is that they're beautiful online.
Yes, yes.
But I mean,
how do you know?
Everybody's got Photoshop and things that you can do to all the different programs.
Of course,
there are out there where that's not even what you look like, and then you're already being judged for what you look like. I don't know.
I don't know either. But to me, it's like the one thing that she said that really threw me for a loop is that not only do you go to Rose Jail where you have to send somebody a paid for rose to get in touch with them, but then on top of that, it's not the users that are making this decision; it's Hinge that's making this decision. So Hinge is making editorial call on who's beautiful and who's not, or some AI program out there doing that. Either way, it's completely kafukta.
Yeah.
I told Christina this, and I know you agree with this. I never felt like when I was single, something was wrong. I never felt like I had to be in a relationship.
Me
That's
too.
Not how I felt.
Yeah,
I felt
way.
Very much at peace with being single. I felt very much at...
We were living our best lives, running around
honestly,
town.
I was soaked in Bud Lights. Oh, it didn't really matter to
me. We were each other's wingman.
That's right. We were having fun. I knew I was going home with somebody at the end of the night, even if that somebody was Chrissy.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't get pussy, but I did get a large pepperoni pizza.
Yes.
And that's just good enough with me. But I just never felt like anything was broken. But man, these nightmare stories that people are sharing with us about getting ghosted and scams and catfishing and all this other stuff, it makes it so ultra complicated in 2023. To just connect with someone that you find some comfort in. It's not even about marriage or long-term relationship. It's just
a connection.
About a connection.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find a connection because no one gives each other a chance. And now they're siloing them into the ugly people and beautiful people. Fuck that, dude. Fuck that.
That seems crazy.
It does seem cray cray.
I feel so bad for everybody that's having to go through that.
I know. But I guess, you know, when you grow up with the technology, like I think Christina would be considered a technology first generation, mm-hmm. where she was the first generation of people that grew up in the internet age from day one, from the time that they were born.
Right.
And so Astrid's also a technology first generation. And we're just one step behind mm-hmm. that, you and I. Well, one, two, two and a half.
Let's keep it
three
one.
Or four. Yeah, let's keep it one. 0.75.
How we're big 0.75 step is, we're not going to say how big that step is.
It's a big footstep. Yeah. It's a big one step. So we're one step behind that. So we understand analog and digital. We get it. We've lived in both worlds. The amount
and human.
Yeah.
In person.
Yeah, we actually had to go to a bar to get laid.
Right?
I couldn't just swipe on Tinder and have someone come. We didn't even have fucking Uber when I started driving.
Right.
I mean, you had to call Earth Angels or whatever the fuck those people are called. And it became ultra complicated because Earth they had Angels. To come pick up your car and you had to drop
I
off
took
your car.
That service a couple I know. Of times. They would drive your car home.
It's the most uncomfortable thing in the world.
Yeah, but you're drunk.
I know. A lot of times I would sit in the back of the car so I could do cocaine in my own car while some guy from AA drove it home.
Oh my God.
And eventually they just knew me so well, they were like, ah.
There he is.
Yeah, get in the back of the car. It's probably best you do that back there. I don't want to know. And then I was smoking, so I'd have to say, you mind if I smoke? What am I asking you for? It's my fucking car. I'm going to smoke. Oh, man. But the level of complexity of dating in 2023, in some ways, it's real simple. You're either attracted to someone or you're not based on a picture you see. But then there's all the other ultra complexities that come with dating in 2023.
Exactly. It was hard enough just to think like, okay, well, did that person like me? But not is that person who they say they are and what, I mean, and I don't
know. Can I trust what they're telling me on text message is how they actually are in real person? And
the whole thing.
It seems like a big leap of faith.
But let's be positive.
Okay.
And Papa Joe style.
Papa Joe style, let's be positive.
Just positivity.
Positivity.
We wish the best for all
We wish the best for everybody, and I'm going to use AI to make my next picture for Hinge. Yes.
We should do that.
Astrid did. Like she did that like yearbook, the 90s yearbook thing.
Yeah.
So she asked me for a bunch of pictures, and I'm like, no, don't do this stupid shit. I don't want my face up there uploaded to some AI platform. And what came back was the most highly disturbing thing I've ever seen in my entire life. It looked as if I was... I don't even know how to say this.
What did it age you? What did it do?
No, what it does is it essentially makes pictures that it thinks would look good in a 1990s yearbook.
Oh, okay.
Right. So let me see if I can find one of these pictures because I'm sure you'll be as highly disturbed by it as I am. Oh, here, look. That's the picture. I'll put this up on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. And
that's supposed to be you?
That's supposed to be me in a 90s yearbook. Flip, do I not look like, a Midwestern, maybe he's Midwestern, like a Midwestern farmer's version of Ryan Felipe?
Yes.
I look awful. Look at that. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's funny.
Look at this.
Oh, you with the tie. That's too funny.
Oh, man. But you know what? I bet those pictures will get a higher score on Hinge than my normal pictures.
Maybe.
Me holding one of my daughters upside down with some flash face on it.
We should sign on to one of those, though, just so we can kind of see how it works.
I totally agree with you.
And you know what we'll do?
What's that?
Is stop doing it immediately because I mean, it's too much work.
Yeah, I don't want to catfish anybody. I don't want to like actually start talking to somebody. Yeah. Yeah, nor do I want my wife to divorce me when she finds a Hinge on the commercial break phone. And she's like, what's this all about?
Research.
She had questions about fakey B. Yeah, research. I've used that one too many times. Why is Dua Lipa nude on your screensaver? Research. What are you researching? I don't know. Or camel toe? I don't know. I'm researching something.
It was something that Chrissy and I were talking about.
Yeah, something that Chrissy and I were talking about. You were talking about Dua Lipa's camel toe. Yeah, it's, you know, it's commercial break. I'm doing my thing. Leave it. You started it. I don't think so.
Well, I thought it was very interesting, too, that maybe the viewers or listeners, viewers and listeners, would like to actually hear, like Christina and Astrid, people that we talk about.
Yes.
You know, so.
I thought so, too. I thought it was interesting. You know, people have heard Christina because she does some of our liners, and sometimes she'll pop in a commercial or two. But she also is such a genuine person.
She
just love Christina. And she's like, she's a TCB. I don't even know how to say this. She is the epitome of TCB. Like, her mind works in ways that the collective TCB audience, I think, does also. It's
a degenerative mind.
Yes.
It's a degenerate mind.
It's slowly going away. She's got a bad case of TCB dementia.
Careful, Christina.
Careful. Yeah, pretty soon you'll be doing fact, news, or fiction. 30 seconds or less, too.
Right. Yeah, Brian, we get it. But back to me. I mean, this TCB promo. Leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3, and you might just hear yourself on the show. Want to text us instead? Lucky for you, we also have a number just for that. Text us at 855-TCB-8383 and give us compliments. You can also always go to tcbpodcast.com for all of our audio and video. Find us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at tcbpodcast. And find us on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited episodes. Now that that's done, let's listen to a few sponsors and get back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Well, Chrissy, I thought, unless you have any other notes you want to share.
Well, no, the other one was, and maybe these were just ones that I wanted to tell Astrid, but I too do not like mint chocolate chip.
You don't like mint chocolate chip?
No, I don't think they go together. And
how
she said that
world?
Same thing.
I know.
She was like, they just don't go together. Each of them separately is good. I feel the same way.
So I looked this up, and the fifth most popular ice cream sold in the United States is mint chocolate
Gotta
chip.
Gotta be. People love it. I'm the same way where I'm like, I don't like it together.
You don't get those things together, huh? Mm-hmm. What
like
would you put mint on?
A mint stands on its own.
Like a peppermint? Like a peppermint candy or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Listen, I'm not a peppermint guy. I am a mint guy.
I like mint better than peppermint well.
Mint chocolate chip is not peppermint chocolate chip. That's a whole different thing. That's like a Chick-fil-A milkshake that I don't care for. My dad loves those things. And I'm like, Dad, you're going to die. They have sharp shards.
They do. They're like slivers.
Yeah, slivers. That thing's going to go down your throat and bust up your guts. You're going to have diverticulitis from fucking milkshakes. Stop it. What are you doing? You're like a two-year-old.
I, too, want to go to Iceland.
Oh, okay.
Astrid mentioned Iceland because you guys were talking about your favorite places and you want to go. So I think we take a TCB trip to Iceland.
God, would I love that. Somebody's going to start paying us.
Main reason is I want to see the Northern Lights. So that's a bucket list thing.
I have some Northern Lights. It comes in the form of a gummy. I'll give you some a little bit later on.
Perfect. And let's see. Brian, I had a note for you.
Oh, you do?
You wanted to be a woman for a day.
I did want to be a woman for a day.
I was very interested in hearing that.
I have daughters.
Do you specifically know which woman?
Dua Lipa.
Exactly. Exactly. I knew.
Dua Lipa. I'd even take Taylor Swift. Yeah. I don't know. Ariana Grande.
Yeah, because I'm like, huh.
Yeah.
Brian wants to be a woman for a day. Which one?
I want to be the one.
And also, which stage of the month would Brian like to be a woman in?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I mean, don't throw me into the fire. Get me warmed up a little bit first. I mean, I know what you're saying, and I'll
just leave it there. You were thinking of Dua Lipa.
I was thinking of Dua Lipa.
I mean, I would like to be Dua Lipa, the woman Dua Lipa for a day.
For just one day.
Yeah.
You know, I have daughters. I've always befriended women in my
life.
You know, it's just one of those things. I just feel a real kinship. With
and
the
women love you.
Form. Yes, they do.
They do. Seriously.
And I don't know. Just for some reason, I can't truly understand somebody until I spend a day in their shoes. So actually, it doesn't really a day in their bra. Right.
A day in their camel toe.
Yeah. I can't understand you unless I spend a day masturbating as you and recording it for when I get back to my Brian self.
Exactly.
I don't know. It just seems like something I could gain a lot of perspective from. And hey, who doesn't need a little bit more perspective? You know what I'm
saying?
That's
true. Very true.
Well, you're back, even if it's just for this episode. Chrissy will be back in this chair regularly. It may not be, you know, we got an episode today.
And
yeah, we might have a couple more Christina Astrid episodes, and then we'll get back with Chrissy next weekend after she takes care of some details. But I know I speak for the entirety of the family, the TCB family, and the audience, some of which have been very vocal about you being gone and expressing their love and support for you. I will share this. There is just no replacement for Chrissy Hoadley. And I'm so glad that even if it's just for right now, you're back. And hopefully next week or the week after that, we'll get back to continuous regular episodes with...
And we might even have a surprise in store.
I think we do have a surprise in store. We're working on it. So
it's not in the notebook.
It's not in the notebook.
So that means
so
it'll
it's
happen.
Probably happening.
Well, thank you, Brian. Yeah, I appreciate it. It's been a load off of my shoulders because I know I was kind of like, wait, I got to get back. We got to do, like, can we fit one in? Can we fit one in? You were the one, and you were so good, and that's why we're best friends. You said no.
Yeah. No.
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 Do not. It's okay. Take some time off. We'll figure it out on our end. It's no problem. And that, it seriously, was a huge relief.
I got
me.
You, girl.
No,
I got you.
I love you.
You know, there's just some things in life. And this happens to be one of the three things in life that are more important than the commercial break. It's our families, our own health, and literally everything else. And then comes the commercial break.
Right. Right.
Well, we're glad to have you back.
Yes.
I thought, what a better way, being the sensitive kind of guy that I am, I thought, what a better way to celebrate you back here in the studio and celebrate Papa Joe on his journey than to take a listen to what Teresa Caputo has to say about dead people. You know, there's still hope, Chrissy. There's still hope we can talk to Papa Joe one more time. And
old TC
in the helmet head of hers. This, I should share this before we get into the Teresa Caputo video.
TC in the helmet.
TC
sounds like
in
a
the
band
helmet.
Name.
I know it does, doesn't it? Our next
Ooh.
Sticker is going to be a
piggy fronting
sticker.
Yes.
So if you want a piggy fronting stick, listen, I wanted to do hoo-ha, hoo-na.
Well, I know a lot of people are loving the hoo-ha, hoo-na.
They love it.
Who sell out in stores.
But I just want to share this. I don't want to come across as misappropriating a cultural phenomenon. So I had a little trouble understanding.
Deep.
Yeah, it is deep. And it's okay. Unfortunately sometimes the way I think. I'm much better off if I just don't think about things.
Well, we're just talking about the song.
Yeah, I know. We're just talking about the song. But then the imagery that had to go with it and all this other stuff, I felt like we were touching a little bit of the third rail, and I didn't want to come across as insensitive or appropriating. I still want to do this sticker, but we just have to find out the right way.
I mean, Hinge is putting people in Rose jail.
That's true. So hoo hot, hoo not.
Exactly.
Hoo hot, hoo not. How many roses you got?
Oh, wait. Before all of this happened, there's been a lot going on. I mean, I went to Mempho too.
Yeah, that's true.
Like it was like Mempho straight into that fire into another fire. But I went to a steak dinner along the way. There was an au poir on the menu, and I took a picture.
Of course you did. Because who hot, who not, au poir on your block. Au poir on your chop. Excuse me. All right, I was trolled on the internet without
you.
As I do like to do. And I found one of our favorites, Teresa Caputo, doing a live reading.
And I am going to...
And let's take a listen.
Oh, my
to that.
Gosh. Oh. And we're in a new studio, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Brand new studio.
Not actually like a completely new studio, but it's rearranged.
We're in the same location.
Refreshed.
Yeah.
A refreshed. You guys did such a good job doing
this.
It looks
really
amazing.
Good, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, well, that's because we had a professional come in and actually take care of it for us. After four years of doing this show, 400 episodes, 500 hours of content, so many missed opportunities. So many wrong buttons and wrong wires and changing this and everything breaking and almost setting ourselves on fire a number of times. I just decided, you know what, Brian? Bite the bullet. Stop being such a cheap asshole and call someone who knows what the fuck they're doing to come in here and do it for us. And he did a great job. I mean,
he really
did. It
looks amazing. And so now we can just watch the clip on
the video right
straight ahead.
Yeah, that should make it for a better viewing experience
on
YouTube.
Yeah, maybe the back of our heads.
Yeah, now you get the front of our faces instead of the back of our heads. Although that was a little Mystery Science Theater 3000. I like that vibe. But whatever. I'm just sure you didn't go to YouTube to see the back of my balding head. Frankie's follicles all out there.
Here's an idea. Turn the fucking camera around, asshole. You gotta look at that motherfucker's and Brian's follicles. Everyone's better off on Frankie's head, son of a bitch.
Settle down back there.
Those follicles are feisty.
I know, they are. Well, you'd be feisty too if you're on the top of this head. I shower 14 times a day. I change outfits 6 times a day. I put cream everywhere. I shave my head religiously for no reason. All right, let's take a listen to what Teresa has to say. Here she is.
And I am going to talk about the young male again.
The young male?
Young male for me is anyone that left the physical world before we left, but before we feel their time.
Okay, so that's anybody? That's literally anybody. She said a young male is someone that we feel left this earth before
we did?
Before his time.
I'm not even sure.
Yeah, listen. Again, here is a perfect example. I want you to listen to this. Let's listen to this back.
I would call Papa Joe a young male.
Of course you would. That's the point. It's literally anybody fits in that category. If you're male and dead, you fit in that category. Whoever says, he went too late.
Yeah, he was way past his time.
That guy should have died 10 years ago. What the fuck? No one ever says that. Everyone always says, even for Papa Joe, he went too soon. The guy was 92 years old. He went exactly when he should have.
I am going to talk about the young male again. Young male for me is anyone that left the physical world before we left, but before we feel their time. Who is that to you, ma'am?
Who is that? Tell me now.
God, I know.
Excuse me, ma'am. Ma'am, you.
And this
ma'am?
Woman just happens to be in the front row.
Oh, yeah. This woman happens to be in the front row. Not even in a row. She's sitting in a set of chairs that were put out specifically for this.
Yeah, exactly. So, you can tell Teresa's she's not show. With that guy.
Yeah, I got to be honest. The lady looks familiar. I feel like she's been on another Teresa Caputo video.
She might have been.
They keep having me look over here. So I don't know if he was like a boyfriend, a friend. Do you understand that? Because I felt this bond. And then I almost felt like a husband.
They always make me look over here. They got a remote control on my eyeballs. That's why one of them goes sideways sometimes. Such a dumbass, Teresa.
Bond. Even if you weren't married to them, it's the bond that you shared with them, this close bond. Is that correct? Like, as if you grew up with
him. She didn't even give her a chance to answer. She just rolls right over. Yeah. Is that correct? Yes. Okay, let's move on. Yes. What? Look at the guy next to this lady.
Yeah.
He's like,
what?
I don't believe in none of this shit. Y'all fucking with ghosts and goblins and shit.
Is he like your brother?
Yes.
So when I said who lost the brother and I looked right over here, do you understand that? It's because I feed.
I hate how patronizing she is.
She just said a young male.
Yeah. Well, Teresa's pointing out that this lady didn't raise her hand when Teresa said something.
Looked there.
Yeah, but she looked there. You were supposed to raise your hand. Why didn't you raise your hand?
I don't see the way we see here in the physical world. He says, you still can come to. He goes, you know, Teresa, the funny thing is I'm not here in the physical world, but she asks me questions every day.
I do.
So this
the
is
funny thing is, Teresa. Let me just tell you.
Well, Teresa, while we're here stuck in the netherworld. I let you know that my wife still asks me questions every day. Can you tell her to shut her fucking mouth? I died to get away from her.
Acknowledging for you that if you feel that you did not get the opportunity to say goodbye to him.
Who doesn't
him?
Talk
who doesn't
to
say
their
that?
Loved one still? I've been talking to Papa Joe this whole time.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You got an ongoing conversation.
Talk to your loved one.
This is such generalization. I can do this. We can do this.
We can.
We can make this happen. Mm-hmm. We could go from the great comedy duo, Brian and Chrissy, to the great psychic duo, Chrissy and Brian.
The psychic comedy duo.
That's right. The psychic comedy duo. We should do this. You know, we always say we're going to do this, but we never do this. And I'm talking about literally anything we say we're going to
exactly.
do.
To acknowledge what you're feeling now, what you say to him now. Know that that's his way of acknowledging that he hears you and validating that nothing is ever left unsaid. Did he have tattoos or what's with the tattoos?
No, he didn't. You should see this lady's face. She's,
I mean, once again, a generalization. There's so many people that have tattoos.
Everybody
but
has a tattoo.
But
yeah.
He's like, no.
Yeah, she's like, no, I don't think so. He had a birthmark on his penis in the shape of a cruise ship. We called him cruise ship.
Who's that guy
Carl.
Next to her?
I don't know, but he's all up on her. He's like, you're one hot old lady. the kid, there's a guy sitting next to her, and the guy looks like maybe 18, 19 yeah. years old, or a really baby-faced 25-year-old, but he is just, he's looking he's at this tips. Lady. Yeah, he's like, you are so hot. I'm into older
that,
chicks.
That, or he's with Teresa, and he's somehow prompting
yeah, he's
her.
He's tapping her back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the tattoo in memory of their mother?
What? Oh, she just moved on from
oh,
this
she's moved on. Yeah.
Does he have a tattoo? No. Okay. Yeah. Who has a tattoo?
Who has a tattoo? Who's ever seen a tattoo? Is anybody in here know of a tattoo person? No? Let me walk to the next studio. She walks over to Dave Letterman's studio, and she's like, anybody here have a tattoo?
Yeah, I have a tattoo for my mom. Okay. And is your mom departed? She's here. Who's the mother figure for you?
That lady just totally busted her. Teresa goes, who's the brother with the tattoo? This lady goes, I don't have a brother, but I have a tattoo. Teresa rolls with it. She says, do you have a mother that's dead? She says, no.
Who does?
She's a fucking owl now.
That's departed. What, is her mother departed?
Yeah.
Okay, so just know that she's stepping forward.
Oh, her mother's mother is departed.
Whose mother?
Her mother's mother is departed.
Like her, she was her just great great grandmother.
Yes, she's just going to keep on going down the line. Was your mother's 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 departed? Does your mother's 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 mother have any family members that were departed and also had a vagina? Yes. Spirit See? Was telling me. Why didn't you raise your hand?
Okay, podcast besties. Time for one more quick break, and then it's back to the drama. Check out tcbpodcast.com for all of our episodes and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited video episodes. Find us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at tcbpodcast. And of course, if you want to get in touch with us, which like, of course you do, leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3 or text us at 855-TCB-8383. Now, let's listen to some sponsors and get this show going.
Who has the same tattoo as you? Because she tells me that you, your sister or somebody else has the same tattoo as you. Is that correct?
My sister.
Has the same exact tattoo as you?
Both my sisters.
But now who, was, did someone survive something? Or you feel that someone should have survived or didn't survive? Because I heard.
Did someone survive something? Or did someone didn't survive? They should have survived.
Did you
any
girls,
kind of survival.
Yes. Did you girls survive the screening of 50 Shades of Grey? Because there's a lot of survivors out there.
Survived? Yeah. Not survive.
No? Yeah.
Maybe should have.
Yeah. No, they all died. That's unbelievable.
I said to the grandmother, I said, why are you showing me this protection with angel wings? Usually when spirit.
How did you say that to the grandmother when you're standing right there yapping and yammering with this girl?
She was talking to the other guy, too, the young male.
I can't even hold one conversation at a time, let alone multiple conversations. This girl's so full of shit.
Does that? That's my symbol for where we feel that something happened to a loved one where they should have died or should have been more seriously injured than they were, validating that.
Should have died.
We feel that somebody should have been more seriously injured than they were. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob, it's Brian. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't know if you heard, but I was in Africa.
Yeah, in Africa chasing the lions, and the lion ate the bottom half of your body, both your arms, and took out both your eyes.
Yes.
God, thank God you weren't more injured.
I don't know what that means.
Well, we all thought you were going to have your head eaten, too. So listen, now I got a lot of things to do, but best to you. Okay, bye bye.
She's just talking in circles.
She, of course she is.
Somebody that should have died. Why is she seeing somebody that should have died?
Yeah, who should have died or been more seriously injured than they were?
Well, how is she seeing somebody that's not dead?
I know. Do we? You get a phone
with
call
angel
in the
wings.
I know. Do you get a phone call in the middle of the night and go, oh my God, that was Teresa. Her husband, Bob, was just in a horrible accident.
He really should have died.
Yeah, he's going to be in a coma for the next 10 years. And you roll over and go, God should have just fucking died. I agree with you. Let's call her back.
Do you see the angel wings?
Yes.
Protected them. Is that correct? So know that when I sense the mother and the brother energy and I look directly at you two before the break. No.
The fuck is that? Everyone's scared of her because she's yelling at everybody.
No, she's getting that person's face.
Yeah, she's gotten aggressive. And I think the reason why she's gotten aggressive is because it's becoming clear that this old kind of parlor trick is not working as much as it used to. So she has to validate herself even more than she already does. First of all, Teresa is Teresa's biggest fan. She has a whole thing going on in her head about how wonderful she is and all this wonderful stuff. But she's clearly just lying to everybody, number one. Number two is that when people don't immediately agree with what she's saying, she then finds some generalization that people, everyone can hang on to, basically. Like, do you know somebody who died? Yes, I do.
Or
well, then
tattoo.
Why didn't you raise your hand?
Yeah.
I didn't raise my hand because what you said was not relevant to me.
But that was your loved ones. Do you understand that? You take care or you watch. Why do I feel like that everyone's there for your mom? Well, I see. This is what they showed me. I don't have a meaning for this. So when spirit shows me something, I always like to say, because it's your message, so it's up to you to interpret it. They showed me.
They showed me a little cup with a lid on it, and it had some kind of markings on the side. They asked me if you could pee in this and send in a sample. Does that make sense to you? I'm not really sure what it means, but it usually means that there's a penis somewhere.
Mother standing in the middle and everyone standing around her and supporting her and giving her the encouragement and to be strong. And you know that, what's that saying?
Live. Who's that guy?
It's Michael Strahan. He's part of the Michael and Kelly show back when it was on. So Michael Strahan just came up and removed the microphone from the girl that Teresa was talking to. I think either Michael's trying to protect her, like, hey, Teresa, leave her alone, or go to commercial break.
I think that's commercial.
Let's get out of this bullshit. It's the fourth time you've been on this show since my 1 year as being Michael Strahan and Kelly.
That's what I feel like with your mom. So do you understand that?
No.
So know that what she felt when she was watched over by her parents, because now a father energy stepped forward. Who's that?
My grandfather.
So know that they both are watching.
Why did a girl just walk up with a computer in her hand showing Teresa something? Is she showing her a Facebook page or what is going on there?
I don't know. It's very strange.
I don't think the camera is supposed to be catching what's going on right now, actually.
Over her and giving her the strength when she says, how did I get through this?
So what you can't see, let me describe this because I keep on forgetting we're on a podcast. What you can't see is that there is a girl, looks like an assistant of Teresa Caputo's, walked up with an open MacBook and is literally trying to show her something. She's like putting in her face, trying to show her something. And I'm wondering if that's like a cue for a commercial break or that's some kind of information she's trying to convey to Teresa about this woman.
Besides the love of my family and the support of my family, know that it is. Oh, and she goes, can you ask so-and-so why they didn't get the matching tattoo also? So is there someone in the family that didn't
happening?
Get the same tattoo?
I have it.
Well, oh, you have it too? Oh, you have it. Who are you?
Stacy, she's talking about mom.
Oh, who are you?
My sister.
Oh, I don't know. Wait, all these people, I feel you were like a dead person or something coming out from the thing. I'm like, whoa. Thank God you didn't.
What?
What in the good jolly circus fuck is going on here? All of a sudden, it's a big free-for-all. Sisters are popping out of the woodwork. Teresa's claiming they're dead people. I thought you were a dead person!
You might want to put a little makeup on in the future. You look dead.
You look terrible. And now we know how Teresa knew that these three ladies had the same tattoos. They're all in the same audience.
Mm-hmm. And Tara, I thought it was Kelly for a minute.
I almost passed out too.
Oh,
no.
That's it. Right. I had to come out here. Oh, okay. So how do you connect? So you
got- how do you two connect? We're sisters, you dipshit.
Why did the sister? Why was the sister off on the other side?
I don't know. I guess.
Who knows?
Now we know. You know why the sister's on the other side? Because these people are planted there so that they're the believers. They're the people who are likely to believe what Teresa is saying.
Yeah.
They've identified them. They put them up front. They say you may have an opportunity to talk with Teresa. And then everybody else gets put everywhere else. Because do you think for 1 second you would fly all the way up to New York to watch the Michael and Kelly show, of which you're probably a big fan, with all of your sisters, and then not sit together?
No.
No, of course not.
Oh, so you have matching tattoos and this is for your mom. Oh.
Mom's like strong. Like everyone's around her. I'm like freaking out. It's crazy.
Everyone's standing around your mom strong. And, like, and they
I'm
feel
about
that
to have a heart attack, literally. I'm about
to her
die.
Where she should have still be sick or more seriously injured, whatever it may be. But acknowledging that the strength of spirit, her loved ones here in the physical world, and more importantly, prayer. if you don't mind me saying.
I still don't get the should have been more sick or seriously injured. God.
Chrissy, it's me.
Spirit.
Papa Spirit. Papa Spirit Eagle here. Don't worry, we're going to get to the bottom of this together.
I am glad. Papa Joe, I need you to get to the bottom of things here.
Definitely. But first, I need to injure myself more. Would you like me to be more dead, Chrissy? Teresa wants us all to be more dead and more injured.
Should have been more sick.
That's right.
How did she know it's a tattoo? Everybody has a tattoo, Teresa. You didn't ask who has a penis piercing, did you? No. Why? Because it's a parlor trick that's not working very well. Now you're surrounded by people who believe you and so many more that don't.
Has gotten her through this and wanting you to know that as you prayed to your loved ones, your prayers were not only heard, but they were answered.
What was the prayer?
She's literally full of horse shit. I watch her in the morning. She bathes that hair in horse shit. Why? Because it's horse hair.
Yeah.
Prayers are answered. That's not allowed in the rule book, and I've been here for many years. Mr. Spirit, out.
Survivor of uterine cancer. And she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer 2 years ago, so she's been battling for a long time.
But she's going to get through it. Because you know what they just told
One way
me?
Or the other.
Holy shit. Holy shit. You have crossed the line, Teresa. You've crossed the line. You don't start telling people that they're going to get through something so definitively. You have some magic answers that people are going to get through it. You were just claiming that people aren't injured enough. They're not dead enough. They haven't gone too soon enough. And now you're claiming she's going to be fine. Don't worry. She's going to make a miraculous recovery from uterine cancer. What a mean thing to say to somebody. Honestly. Honestly.
Well, and like I have said before, I can't imagine. You know, there's some people out there that would really hang on to what she's saying.
Of course.
And then want more. You know,
yeah.
Then like, well, tell me more. You can talk to her. You can see her. Why wouldn't you? Like, I think that somebody's able to talk to my dead mom.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I want to keep talking to them?
You would be their best friend. You would try and be their best friend. It might drive
like,
some
oh,
people
cool,
crazy.
They had a message. Great. See ya.
Yeah. Honestly. So yeah. Don't you remember me? You made that prediction on Kathy and Kelly or Michael and Kelly or whatever it is 3 minutes ago. No, I don't remember you because I was all full of shit. I just made it up.
Yeah.
She's got to have people. She's got to have many stalkers.
Yeah.
Well, she brought it on herself as far as I'm concerned.
Says every day, I'm not going to die of cancer. I am not going to let cancer.
She tells that every day.
She tells you that every day.
That's why we have these tattoos.
Perfect. But yours is under your shirt. So know that she will get through this. Was this a, she looked at
yeah, she's not a medical doctor.
She's not a medical doctor. She's making, now she's in the prediction business. So not only can
of
she talk to people,
people.
Of living people. Mm-hmm. Yes. So tell us what the lottery numbers are tomorrow,
yeah.
Teresa. I mean, honestly,
exactly.
That's what I need to get through. I need to get through the zeros in my bank account.
Yeah.
Her face, or was she going to have, were you going to take her for like a facial or something or like a day of pampering?
Oh, no, 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 no. We were going to do a face-off.
I mean,
we talked to Nick Cage and he agreed to give his...
No, sick mother, we were never going to take her to get pampered.
That's right.
Ever.
No, she's...
That's... No.
She's been here too long. She's not sick enough. But we did write Nick Cage and he agreed to swap faces with her for a couple of days. So we're going to go there and do
God.
That.
And
oh.
She couldn't go because of chemo.
Because I was just told she will get that day of pampering with the facial and everything else.
You were told by who? Who's in the business of making predictions? What the fuck happened here? This is the best Teresa Caputo video yet. You want to know why? Because we now learn that not only is she full of shit about people that are dead, but she's full of shit about people that are living, too.
Yeah, she's just making full predictions.
Oh, Chrissy, this is bad. Bad, bad, bad. So hurtful to these people.
Where did you come from?
The back.
This is our top teacher.
Well, I've been in a car for 3 hours, so I'm a little out of the loop here. I literally ran in.
I'm sorry.
threw my dress on and came out here.
We all feel so bad for you, Teresa. Thoughts and prayers.
You were really busy.
Thoughts and prayers, Teresa. Thoughts and prayers.
That was crazy. I'm like, no, you know.
No wonder that husband of hers went crazy. Teresa's husband.
Oh, wait, well, how do you know about her? That.
That's my sister. Yes.
Oh, well, and who
and
are you?
Cousin, our cousin. Cousin. She has her too. And our little sister has the tattoo.
Perfect. So everyone, is there a boy cousin or like a boy in the family?
Is there a boy in
is
the family?
Is there a boy in the family? No. We were born via
right.
immaculate conception.
We exactly. all spawned out of our little eggs.
I'm Mary Magdalene. And this is my son, Joseph.
No boys.
Okay. So at first I was like, oh, well, she was oddly accurate about the tattoos. That does anybody else have the tattoo?
But they're very prominently shown.
So just to let the viewers.
It says live.
Yeah. It says live and then it says mom. So it says live mom, right? It doesn't say live mom because that would make no sense. It says live mom.
Yeah.
But here's the
thing.
That was
a very good guess.
When the lady, this is all makes sense now. The lady sitting next to her has the tattoo
on her foot.
On her foot. Teresa could clearly see that.
Absolutely.
So she asked, does anybody have tattoos? Anybody uh-huh. tattoos make anything? And she could also see the
yeah,
tattoo on
then
that
when
girl's arm.
She identifies the person with the tattoo, then you can weave through your web of,
yeah.
of grandma's Bullshit. Watching out for you.
Oh, this is unbelievable. So transparent. How can you not? How are you not sitting in the audience, like absorbing that information right now and thinking, well, that was a pretty easy dot to connect?
Yeah.
If one girl has it clearly on her arm, one girl has it clearly on her foot, and they're sitting fucking next to each other.
Have the tattoos?
No.
Because
no.
that teases them, go, why don't they have the tattoos? But just teasing. It doesn't mean that they have to go out and go get tattoos.
Oh, we were all going to go get tattoos because you said so. Teresa told us to.
Why doesn't everybody have a tattoo?
I don't know.
So.
And who is just speaking to her again? The mother, mom's still alive.
The mom's mom. We're the great grandma of these people are literally coming through, telling her her daughter's going to survive cancer and not getting a tattoo, but she is going to get a facial. Don't worry about that. That one's coming.
That this is mom. Oh, also mom holistically to incorporate that into her treatment as well. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Do you understand that? Eat lots of oranges. Okay. I hear vitamin C is good for you.
Because when they show me acupuncture, it's just my symbol for holistic thing. So if you were looking into that, that is also going to help her have a better quality and also quantity of life, but more importantly, the quality of life.
And
the quality. Do you understand quantity and quality? Are you understanding? You following me? She's going to have lots of quantity of life, and she's going to have lots of quality of life. We're going to give her extra life.
Yeah. All she needs to go is get acupuncture done.
That's
and
right.
And then she'll be able to get on her way with that girl's day.
Pampering. I get acupuncture every 3 days. When they weave this fucking thing to my head.
That's on my head.
Oh, my God. That hair is just, it defies gravity.
Yes.
Yeah, you know how they're looking for like the fifth law of nature or something like that? I think the fifth law of nature is Teresa's
hair. I mean, there has
to
be at least one can.
Oh, Chrissy.
A spray.
It's terrible. It's terrible. She's terrible.
It has to be a wig.
Of course.
Yeah.
Does she say, I can't wear my shoes? Because she's going to be able to wear her shoes and go for that day of spa that you want to take her to.
$1,000 we follow up on these ladies. That lady died.
Yeah.
I hope she didn't. Yeah. I don't wish it ill upon anybody, and I certainly don't wish anybody dead.
No, I was thinking the same thing about follow-ups and all of this stuff. I bet, you know, half the time it's true, half the time it's not. You're just going to say something, and literally the law of averages
is going to work in your favor.
Half time will be right.
Yeah, she's got cancer. There's a small chance she could survive, right?
Yeah.
Let's give them a little bit of hope to keep on going. But you're really just being mean, because now when she passes away, then you're going to be let down. If you believe in Teresa, your expectation is that what she says is going to come true. But she's she can't make predictions. She's not fucking Nostradamus.
Oh, congratulations!
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Oh, you're very welcome.
And I got to say thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Glad we could lie to you this entire time. Glad it all turned out okay.
Wow.
Oh, Chrissy.
Oh, Teresa.
Good old Teresa. Well, there you go. If we could ever have Teresa Caputo on the show, we'd see if we could talk to Papa Joe.
I'll talk to Papa Joe on my
own. You talk to Papa Joe on your own. Yes. You ask him for that secret word, and when Teresa gets in here, then we're going to go for it. Ask Papa Joe. I'm not going to say that. Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, it's good to have Chrissy back in studio.
Good to be back.
Always good to do a Teresa Caputo video. If you want your piggy fronting sticker, I don't have one physically to show you yet, but if you want your piggy, it's on the way.
This.
Yeah, I know. It's great. It's fantastic. If you want your piggy fronting sticker, go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, and send us your address. There's a little drop down menu. It can say, I want my sticker. Go get your sticker, send us your address. Astrid will drop one in the mail soon enough. And you can also get the entire library of TCB is available on that website, audio and video. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you so much for the kind reviews and comments and text messages over the last couple of weeks. Keep them coming. 626-ASK-TCB3. That's 1-626-ASK-TCB3. You can text us, but more importantly, you can leave us a voicemail and be on an episode of The Commercial Break. You have an Ask TCB. Brian's mom's coming back. You want to ask Brian's mom for some advice. You have questions, comments, concerns. You want to tell us a dating story, whatever. Leave it on the voicemail. If you don't want your real name used, don't leave your real name on the voicemail because I could play it. And I'll try and cut out the names just for shits and giggles. But you never know, Chrissy.
You never know.
All right. So you got the phone number. How about the YouTube channel? YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. Fully edited episodes. Pretty much the same day that you're here on the audio feed. Sometimes we're a little ahead or a little behind. You can also go to Instagram at The Commercial
Break. We're ahead.
No, we're definitely not ahead.
I just thought we have not recorded.
I'd try and make it sound good. At The Commercial Break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and as always, if you're in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, please use those specialized URLs or codes we give you. That's how we keep the lights here. That's how we keep the lights on here at The Commercial Break, and now we have more lights than ever.
We have two new ones,
yeah,
yes.
So there you go.
Beautiful lights.
All right, Chrissy, good to have you back, but I guess that's all we can do for today.
I think so.
So I'll say that I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, on behalf of Papa Joe, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye. Bye.
I take a dick and keep on licking.